This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Well, what is my goal? My goal is to educate you, train you, give you tools that you guys need to be successful for all things real estate and mortgage. So have you downloaded my phone app? Because let me just tell you, it's the best tool you could have in your toolbox. If you've been thinking about buying a house, refinancing, you want to know how much you could qualify for, you want to watch our home buyer workshops, you want to book that phone consultation, you want to call my office, or you want to send me an email, you could even apply for your loan with my phone app. How do you get the phone app? You're going to text the word MOM to 36260. That's text MOM to 36260.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I have got Heather Kilpatrick with me today. How you doing, Heather?
I'm doing great, Deb. How are you?
I'm good. So we are Heather Barkley Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
Which last name am I using?
You asked me this last time. Either or. My kids' family, they all know me as Barkley, Heather Barkley, and a bunch of realtors that have known me, you know, since the Stone Ages, because you keep making me 50.
You're right there.
Me as Heather Barkley. But professionally, Heather Kilpatrick, but either or, whatever.
There you go. All right. Well, Heather is with me today. We are doing kind of the roundabout. Last week, you guys got Larry. This week, you're going to get some Heather. Next week, we'll get Heidi back on. Then we got to get back to Cindy. So I want to make sure everybody's, you know, meeting everyone from the team, and that, you know, everybody knows who each person is, that we are real person. We are truly, you know, doing your loan. You're talking, you see the face, you hear the voice, and you know who you're talking to. So we got Heather on today, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that Heidi minds whatsoever not having, like, getting a break.
Days
I think,
off.
Yes. Yeah. I think she actually, you know, appreciates it. So
anytime, Heidi. She does so much for us that, like, if I can come on and take an hour away from her so she can go do whatever she needs to get done, I'm all for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So who are we? What do we do? This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and we have got a team of loan officers and professionals. Heather has been a real estate agent in the business for how many years now?
Almost 30.
Almost 30. So, you know, we've got the just about everything real estate and loan related. We've got it all wrapped up. All of the education and advice that you could possibly need is what this show is all about. We want you to, you know, listen to it with us, stream us live, get involved, be interactive. We want you asking questions and letting us answer those for you as we go through the show. We also want to make sure that you guys are subscribing to the YouTube channel so that you know when we do go live. You've got to make sure that you click that subscribe button and turn on that notification bell to all so that you do know when we do go live. But it is every Wednesday at 5 Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. So if you guys want to catch us, it's always on Wednesdays live at 5 here in California, and 7 o'clock there in Texas, Illinois, and 8 o'clock there in Florida and New York. So we are always here every single week, unless of course there is a holiday, and then we do go dark for that 1 week. But if you're watching, if you're listening, we want you to say hi, throw something in the feed, let us know that you're here. And if you've got any questions, please, please, please throw those in there as well, because that is the best show that we can have. The more interaction, the more questions that we get from you, the better that the show turns out. And trust me, if you have a question, there are probably 20 other people that have the same question, if not more, depending on whether, you know, this is who's listening, right? We've got this going on podcast. It's here on YouTube. We take the sound, it goes out to radio on the weekend. And, you know, so we've got a lot of people listening in all different arenas and areas. One thing that we talked about last week is Twitch and our gamers. So I'm going to have Mikey on here in a little bit. You got your mic on, Mikey? No? So we're going to have Mikey turn his mic on, and I do want him to talk a little bit about Twitch and his the gaming, and we are going to be sponsoring a team for him. So, Mikey, here's my question, because I have never really been able to get into this with you, and this is our catching up with mom time. Okay. So we get to talk about anything that we want, not mortgage or real estate related for the beginning.
Okay,
so we're going to talk about this video gaming here for a second, because he mentioned that he has... he needed Mortgage Mom Radio to sponsor the team. And I said, okay, great. So as far as I know right now at the moment, there's a banner for your Twitch account, your YouTube. What did you said you had somebody create?
A banner.
Yeah. Or some sort of a banner to put up for your social media that you're sponsored by Mortgage Mom Radio. Can you tell me what you were doing?
No, it's more of just like a kind of like, you know, on YouTube where like above your name, it shows just like a picture.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of just like that. But it was just like a custom one made for me with like all the things I wanted on it.
Uh-huh.
And then just have you listed on there as a sponsor for Mortgage Home Radio.
Okay. And is it for YouTube? Is it for Twitch? Like where are you using this banner?
It's for everything. It's for Twitter. It's for YouTube. It's for Twitch. Yeah, pretty much everything.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you, I'm sponsoring a team.
That she has no idea what it is.
No, it's video gaming, obviously. I get that, right? But do we have other players?
Not right now. I'm still trying to figure out what other people I would like to play with. Because, I mean, obviously I'm going to end up being like our captain or whatever. But I need to figure out who I want on the team and who's actually at a level where they could compete against actual pro players.
Okay.
And once I figure out a team, we can start to officially enter tournaments and gain other sponsors.
Okay. So how do we recruit? Like, what's your goal as far as recruiting? Do you put an ad out there like old school? Remember, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Desperately seeking Susan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So
she's dating.
When it comes to like finding other gamers, as you would put it, that would be good enough to play at a professional level, it'd almost be like a college scout going to a high school baseball game. You have to kind of know about them, and you have to watch them play to see how they really are. And if they are good enough, you reach out to them on social media privately, and you tell them about our organization. You tell them about you ask them if they'd be willing to join.
Gotcha.
And if they're willing to join from there, then they would accept the sponsorship, they'd join the team, they'd become part of the roster.
Okay. And how many people are on a team? What does an average team consist of? How many players?
So it depends on the game, but for the game we're going to be focusing on, it's Valorant, and it's a 5v5 shooter. So for right now, we're going to have a starting lineup of 5, but we might have up to 8 for substitution.
Okay. And are you feeling like we're listening? So just like when we talk loan, do you feel like he's talking game? And I know you've got a gamer at home, so for you, you have some of this understanding. And I obviously I'm understanding some, but I still feel like it's
want, want, want.
Yes, yeah. yes, exactly. A little bit of Spanish going on over there.
Yeah.
A little different language.
Yeah, I understand some of it. Like, I get the 5v5. I know that's 5 versus 5, but other than that, like, I know a little bit about Valorant, but I don't really know exactly what it is, other than my son, who's a little bit younger than Mikey, wants to play it all the time. And I'm like, I don't think so yet. You're just, too young. But I know he's playing it. I know he is. And
he's doing it behind your back.
When I'm at work, he's playing and whatever.
Don't even trick yourself.
No.
Don't.
I'm not going to because,
You
but
know,
they get good. And there's money in this stuff.
There is.
It is crazy. There's colleges giving out scholarships now. I mean, so it's actually, before we say, there's no, you can't do that for a living.
Right. Now it's like, you actually could. You could actually.
Well, you're sitting here saying, I'm doing a loan for a Twitch person.
Right.
I'm going to.
No, absolutely.
I'm going to do a loan for a Twitch person.
So let me ask you this, Mikey. So if, does it help you for people to reach out to you if they were interested in possibly wanting to be considered for the team?
So that's the big thing, is when it comes to organizations for teams, it's kind of like picture this. So you have a college baseball player, he's playing D1, right? He's going to the best college in the nation, and he wants to go to the MLB. He can't just email the Dodgers and be like, I'm interested, can you guys come scout me? It's really as simple as I have to hear about them, and I have to notice them. There really is no... But once people start to recognize us as a proper organization, there's going to be a lot more people who are like, I want to join this, and mm-hmm. people who are saying that to themselves, I want to be a part of this. But that doesn't just give me a, I want, well, they're saying they like the team, let me go look at them. It's, I genuinely need to be able to have good traction around them, and I need to know if they are actually good.
Okay. And wouldn't a really great way to do that would be to, like, play you?
Yes and no. It really is, performance isn't just how they would perform against me. It'd be how they perform against everyone. So just watching them, because if I was to tell them, I want you to play against me, and I'll give you 2 months, and in 2 months I want you to play against me, that gives them 2 months prep time to prep against everything against me. If I watch them, like, silently, I can see how they are generally, and I can see how they are against other people as well.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like when, you know, the football teams are watching the playbook and they're watching the plays from the other team, trying to get prepared. Mm-hmm. Right. So I get what you're saying. They're kind of watching you to figure out how you play. What are the tricks that you pull out that you use, where you want somebody that can spontaneously go against anybody, because you'd actually be playing in a tournament where you're going to get tons of different players. Yeah. Am I getting that right? Am I understanding? Yeah. All right. I gotcha. Well, this is the new thing. I swear it's going to happen. We're going to do a loan one of these days for one of these little rich kids that do nothing but play video games for a living. And they're wiping the parents' faces all over the floor because we all said you can't do that for a living and you need to go to college. And they're like, yeah right, I play video games and I make more money than you. I make more money than God. So anyway, we're going to eventually do a loan for one of those kids. And we've got Mikey at the wheel that's going to be, you know, heading that up for us. And, you know, Mikey, you're a pretty darn good player. When it comes to statistics, because I know, like, back in the day, what was the big game before Valorant that you played a lot, Mikey?
Fortnite for sure.
Was it Fortnite? It was Fortnite.
It was, I'd say that, or yeah, pretty much that.
It was Fortnite. And what I remember you giving me statistics at one point in time with that game, and you said there were so many millions of people in the world that played Fortnite. Do you know what that number was? Do you remember?
It was like close to 100 million.
Okay. And how, what you were like, so you were way up there. Like, what was your number ranked for that game?
Nationally, I was top 350.
350,000?
No, 350, like, total.
Amazing.
Like, 350.
Absolutely amazing.
Now, national, you're talking U.S.
Yes. Okay. Globally, maybe, globally, top 1,000.
That is crazy.
Okay, so where are you at with Valorant right now?
Myself, I am national, because there is no global for Valorant. It's only national. There are global tournaments, but it has nothing to do with the in-game rank system.
Okay.
But for national, I am currently sitting at, I think, 89.
Okay. So.
Unbelievable. That's amazing.
Yes, it is. Start scouting. You got to get yourself 4 more teammates. You guys can go out there and kick some butt. So everybody listening to Mortgage Mom Radio, you guys just heard my son, Mikey, and he's going to bring it home for Mortgage Mom Radio. He's going to find us that one gamer that wants to do a mortgage.
No, we're going to have 4, because he needs 4 partners.
That's right. We're going to get 5. We're going to get 5 loans. We are going to get 5 loans from video gamers, but we are going to sponsor them. We're going to take them all the way, and we're going to make some waves with some Mortgage Mom Radio video gaming. So pretty cool, Mikey. Thank you so much for, you know, doing that and being on with us and giving us that information. Mikey's running the board. Mikey's running the sound. Mikey's running the video, and, you know, he's doing a darn good job. So thank you very much. And everybody, welcome Mikey to the team. I've got Manny already working for me, so we're just bringing another kid in on the deal and keeping it in the family, right?
That's right.
So what is this? This is Mortgage Mom Radio. And what do we do? Well, we teach you guys, we educate you all about home buying, refinancing, purchasing, whatever it is that you're trying to do, whether it's renovations or, again, you know, the education is the biggest piece of the puzzle, because I think that the better educated that you are, that the easier that it is for you to get through the process with a lot less stress. Trust me, whether it is a purchase or a refinance, it is stressful. There's a lot that's going on. There's a lot of moving parts and pieces. And we just want to make sure that all of you out there know that we are here to bring you that information. And we want to make sure that you guys are, you know, tuning in, you're listening. It's every Wednesday. We're live at 5 right here on YouTube, Facebook and Twitch. And so you can watch us on any of the platforms whatsoever. But YouTube, you guys are going to be able to see a lot more. There's more people watching on YouTube. So subscribe to the channel. Click on that notification bell and make sure that you click the all button so that you do know you get that notification when we go live. If you guys like the show, please give us a thumbs up. That absolutely helps us. It helps that algorithm and it gets us out there, more people seeing the show. We're giving you guys all kinds of education and free advice. We want you guys to be interactive. We want to know that you're there. So we've got somebody that just came on. It was Crystal. She says, hi, Deb. Hi, Mikey. Hi, Manny. Hi, everyone. So thank you so much, Crystal, for watching. Sure, appreciate that. I feel like I should know who Crystal is since she knows.
Her name looks really familiar.
It does, but it's not hitting home for me right now. Mm-mm. So I'm spacing. But she knows, Manny and Mikey and everybody. But anyway, so this is Mortgage Mom Radio. How do you guys get a hold of us? It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND for you. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. How do you guys get the phone app? So you can do all kinds of things from the phone app, which is great. Tons of information for you, calculators, contact us, apply for your loan. Everything you could possibly need is right there on that phone app. How do you do it? You text the word MOM to 36260. That's text MOM to 36260. Very, very soon, coming by next week, we are going to have our 844 We Lend For You is going to actually allow you to text us and get the link to the phone app and, basically opt in to know when we're running any kind of contest, or if you want to know when we're going live, we're going to send out reminders. It's just 5 minutes before each show. That's only 4 times a month that you're going to get a quick text. So coming next week, that our 800 number, that toll-free number, is going to work for you guys. We've got Ray on Facebook. Hey, Ray, thank you so much for watching and listening. He says, hi, Debbie Marcoux, Manny Zermano, and everyone. So Ray, thank you so much for watching. Ray, for everybody out there that is listening, and again, we want you guys to be interactive. Ray's on Facebook. We've got people over on YouTube. But Ray is an amazing insurance agent. And if you guys need any help whatsoever, he's a great guy to know. So check out his name. Look at the comments that are coming in through the live feed and reach out to Ray directly. But Ray does a great job with insurance for sure. So it's a great point, is that we've got pretty much referral partners, yes, in every section of the business. One thing that I don't talk about a lot is on the actual real estate side. So obviously with the loan side, we've got a lot of referral partners. We have, insurance agents, and we've got home inspectors, right? Mm-hmm. But things that you might have because you've done real estate for so long is termite.
Oh yeah, there's a ton. Termite, home inspectors, if you have like a contractor that you need bids from, or if you have just somebody that you want to have like a specific roof inspector or plumbing inspector, or just even a handyman where you need some sort of repairs or something done, we have all those names for you. I've been in the business for almost 30 years. I've grown up in the business like you have.
Yep.
So between the two of us and everybody else on the team, we all have somebody that we've worked with personally in the past that we can say, this person is amazing. They did this. It was great. I totally recommend them. Yeah. And that's big for us, is to make sure that we know who we're giving to you guys. So
yeah, no, absolutely. So please, think of us as your one-stop shop. Please reach out. Let us know if you need anything at all. Obviously, if you guys need a great referral to a real estate agent, we're going to get you there. If you need a great referral to really anything that is your home related, please reach out and we'd be more than happy to get you on your way. So Ray says, thanks for the shout out. Of course, Ray, you are awesome. You're also a great softball pitcher. So keep doing that, because we need you on our team. And then thank you. You also did a great refinance rate. You did for me and my family. So Ray, always, always a pleasure. And thank you for letting me help you. That was amazing. Appreciate it. So again, just like this, he's being interactive with us. This is what we want. This is what we want every show to be like. If you are listening over the weekend on Saturdays and you want to get involved, you want to get in the game, you want to ask us questions, you want to give us comments, you've got to watch us while we're doing it live. And it's on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch, anywhere that you type in Mortgage Mom Radio, and do not forget the radio, you will find us. So Mortgage Mom Radio, and subscribe to the channel or like the page, or we'll ask Mikey when he makes it back to his desk with his microphone. What do they do on Twitch to follow us, Mikey? Like, how does somebody become your follower on Twitch?
I'm pretty sure it's just as simple as there's a follow button. You just click it Okay. It's right under your video feed. You just click follow.
But how do they find us? Same thing. They just type in Mortgage Mom and it comes up?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. So.
And, you know, I'm not opposed. Like, maybe somebody can't watch or whatever, but they hear us on Saturday. If they have a question that they're thinking of, they can email it.
Well, they sure can.
Absolutely. And we will answer it. So, I mean, don't feel like, oh, my gosh, I can't be there at Wednesday at 5, but I have a really, you know, important question. Ask it. Email it to us. You know, you can get on the app. And when you're on the app, there's Ask Mom. Perfect. Just ask away. We're more than happy to answer it for you.
Yep, absolutely. And those Ask Mom questions actually come directly to me. And then believe it or not, you're getting an answer response from me and getting you all set up and on your way to getting things moving forward. So please reach out. Questions in the questions at mortgagemomradio.com. That absolutely comes to me and we make sure that we get that handled for you. So what do you want to do? If you want to get on the calendar, you want to talk to somebody over here at the office, the easiest thing to do is to go to our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com and you can click on book appointment. And you can actually select the day and time that works for you. We're pretty much open just about every day mm-hmm. and all of the hours around the clock that work. Because we're a nice big team, there's always somebody that is pretty much available during those hours. If you need an appointment that is off base, so it's not between the hours of 9 to 5, then all you need to do is email that questions at Mortgage Mom Radio. And I'm going to make sure that I get you hooked up with somebody that can help you, whether it's, you know, earlier in the morning or, you know, later in the evening to work around your schedule. So we're here to help you in any way that we can. I just would hate to have the hours of, you know, 5 mm-hmm. at night to right. 9 in the morning open and somebody goes on and makes an appointment at 2 in the morning and there's nobody, nobody's aware that this appointment was made and then you right. never get your phone call. We don't want that to happen. So, but more than happy to accommodate some, you know, a little bit later in the evening calls or maybe a little bit earlier in the morning. So please feel free to reach out. One thing I do want you all to know is if you do like this, you're catching the show for the first time, it's the weekend, we're on air, we're on radio. Number one, you can always go to YouTube and follow us and watch us and see us do it live. Number two, if you guys like podcast, every show we've ever done is on podcast. So you guys can go to our Mortgage Mom Radio podcast and listen to all of the previous shows that are there. And again, if you guys have that phone app, you can actually watch us live right from the phone app, right through YouTube. You can listen to the podcast right through the phone app and you can do it all obviously from mortgagemomradio.com. So I have given you guys every way that you could possibly get a hold of us besides the phone number. So you're going to call us at 844-935-3634. You're going to text the word mom to 36260 to get that phone app. Mm-hmm. And then starting next week, we're going to have that our 800 number working for text messages. So we will let you guys know exactly when it does happen, when it goes live, and you guys can text in with questions, and then we'll make sure that we, you know, reach out and touch base. But for right now, if you want that phone app, text the word mom to 36260. So a couple of things that I want to talk about this week, because it is a mortgage show, and we just gave you guys a lot of information, how to contact us, why you should contact us, mm-hmm. how we can help you with referral partners, right? But let's actually get into the meat okay. of the show, right?
Yeah.
Meat of the show is what is new this week, things that have come up that we've run into that it's really important to, you know, bring that education out or talk about something that might have happened. So a couple of things that I do want to mention is recently interest rates have been moving around. Mm-hmm. They've been kind of moving pretty quickly
right.
in up and down. Now we're staying within a level, right? We're not going out of major craziness. It's not like one day the rates are 2% and the next day mm-hmm. the rate is 5. That's not happening.
No.
But the interest rate one day could be 3 and the next day it could be 3.375 and the next day it could be 3.25 and right. you know, so it things are bouncing around a bit. But the rates are still very, very low. So the most important thing that you can do is if you've been on the fence, you've been thinking about doing a refinance, you've been thinking about getting that renovation done, pulling some cash out, trying to get rid of the mortgage insurance, the best thing that you can do is to get started right now, get it going. We're going to try our very best to get you locked in at the bottom of the waves,
right?
But you know that the longer that it takes you to get something done, the harder that is for us. So for example, if you started talking to us, let's just say back in April, because mm-hmm. we have some clients that have done that. And then they finally get their application done and get the loan documents uploaded. And now here we are and we're in the middle of June.
Things have changed.
Things are changed. The interest rate is not the same mm-hmm. as what we had initially discussed. And now we're talking about a totally different set of numbers. And maybe those numbers just don't make sense anymore. And you've just spent 2 months of your time you know, getting mm-hmm. paperwork pulled together, right?
Right.
So you want to make sure that you are, at the time that we talk and you do the consultation with us and we tell you where the interest rates are at and what those monthly payments would be and, you know, what this loan would look like for you, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that you are then getting on top of it. Show some urgency to get that transaction done so that we can get you locked in as close as possible to where it was the numbers that we discussed with you.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, there's been some people that, you know, we talk to like in April, I mean, even in May, and rates are changing so fast that we could actually talk to them one day. And like you said, it's 3.5 or 3.75. And they're like, well, I don't know. It's a little high. And then the next day it drops and it's maybe 3 or 3.125. And we're calling them right back up saying, hey, it is right now. And if we had that paperwork, we could lock you in. But if we don't have what we need, you know, then the next day comes and we could be right back up to 3.75.
Right, right, exactly. And we haven't seen, you know, and it just depends. I mean, you know, obviously mm-hmm. an investment property, we talked about that last week and how investments are changing a bit, you know, that they're getting a little bit more expensive to do that financing.
Yeah,
so we did talk about that last week a bit. But those are the ones that are going to be in the high threes and low fours. The primary residences are still in great shape. They're still in the low
amazing.
Threes. 15-year fixes are still under the threes for the most part. Again, every person's credit score, loan balance, debt ratio, everything about your loan amount, right. You know, whether you're a regular conventional or whether you're high balance or whether you're jumbo, what county mm-hmm. you're in, all of these things can change, whether you're impounding your taxes, you're escrowing or you're not. All of those things can change the interest rate that you're getting. So there's no way that I can sit here and say, call now, interest rates are 1.99%. And you're going to hear that all the time and everybody hears it. And they all call me and they say, Debbie, we just refinanced last year, but I just heard I can get 1.99. I'm like, yes, with 5 points and a 15-year fix.
Right.
You know, so it, I just don't do that. I don't play that game on the show. I don't like to do that. That's not what we're here for. Interest rates are still very good, and that's what I want you guys to hear. And with a 15-year fixed rate, we're still, for the most part, under 3%.
I just priced it. It was 2.75.
For the whatever the scenario was
that
you priced
scenario.
It in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was 2.75. And that, I believe when you were pricing that, that was at 0 points.
0 points.
Right. So, mm-hmm. you know, that person's scenario put her there at that 15-year fix, 0 points, nothing extra to be paid for it. So you're still getting great interest rates, 30-year fix. We've been pricing those in the low threes mm-hmm. For the most part this week. And, you know, they do jump up and down the interest rates. They just do. It's based on whatever is going to happen in the world, whatever big announcement comes out, what, you know, whether unemployment's one of the topics for that week, right? Things are moving around and they're changing. One thing that we've seen, and I don't know how many of you guys are out there watching Bitcoin, you know, it's a big hot topic right now. I'm not gonna lie. I got some money in Bitcoin myself.
I know. a month ago, she's like, "You need to get into this Bitcoin." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna wait."
You're right.
All of a sudden,
yeah. Well, it fell big. You know, but it's falling because there's, you know, concern and, you know, it, right. And this is in all areas. This is in stocks. This is in Bitcoin. This is in mortgage rates. Right. Yeah. It's just the way of the market and how things move. And they're not all tied to the same thing. They're all tied to different things, but sometimes the same announcement mm-hmm. can make interest rates better and Bitcoin worse and the stock market right. worse. And it can make stock market better and Bitcoin worse, or it can make Bitcoin better and the stock market worse, right? It depends on what the announcement is. But the one thing that I can tell you is that this week, today is June the 9th, Wednesday.
Right.
And again, for you guys that are listening on the weekend or over the weekend on Saturdays and Sundays, this show is being filmed live on Wednesday, right on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. You can watch it. But today, Wednesday, June the 9th, we actually saw a really nice pickup in the rates. So when I say pickup, that means rates got better.
Right.
And I'm going to assume that we will probably see interest rates get a little bit better tomorrow because we had such a great day today with where the mortgage-backed securities were.
Mm-hmm.
Same token, we saw a really great day today with Bitcoin. So
it did. It came up nicely.
It was really good. But yeah. But one doesn't necessarily
play off
the other. And it just so happens that whatever is happening in the world right now today at the moment is making the interest rates look a little bit better. And they are definitely better today where we are at right now with our 10-year treasury numbers and our bonds. We are definitely looking better today than we have over the last 30 days. So again, if you have maybe in the last 30 days received a rate quote and it just wasn't quite low enough that it made sense for you to do your refinance. You may want to reach out again, call and find out where things are at and rerun those numbers. It may still not make sense. And that is the one thing that is about us, about Mortgage Mom Radio, that I have prided myself in from the beginning. And now my team is working the way that I do. Yeah. If it doesn't make sense for you, we're going to tell you don't do it. If you're not going to save enough, if it's not beneficial, we're going to tell you hold off and wait. You know, I'm not going to try to sell you on a million points. There are times that paying points make sense.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, for example, and here's a great scenario, you know, me and Larry, who was on last week, we were just talking today and he said, hey, I've got this client and, you know, they told me that their FICO scores were in the 700s. And when I got the application, I ran credit today, credit score 644. Wife's credit's great, but husband is 644. And now I can't give him the interest rate that I quoted them. And let me just tell you, he was hurting inside.
Yeah.
That is not...
He was...
It's not an easy phone call to make because to the consumer, it sounds like a bait and switch. It sounds like the loan officer is pulling your leg and they were just trying to get you to do the loan. And now they're going to hurry up and you know, take the interest rate up higher than what they'd originally told you that they could do. That is not the case at all. Trust me. That is not a phone call that any loan officer ever wants to make to a client. The last thing that we want to tell you is that we quoted you a rate and now we can't give it to you. It is so much easier to make a sale when you can quote a rate and then lock it in.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
He was hurting inside. I mean, he was like, oh my gosh, you know,
it
like,
upset him.
Yeah, it really did. And he's like, now I've got to call them back. And you know, what do I do, Deb? What do I do? And you know, obviously, you know, Larry's been in the business. I mean, he's seasoned, he's been doing it longer than I have. He's got 30 plus years doing this, you know, but he was just wanting to make sure that this was, you know, this was a call that came in from people listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. It wasn't a call from Larry's past clients that, you know, this is Larry's reputation. This is Mortgage Mom's reputation. Right? So it's very, very important that he was coming to me and saying, what do I do? And I said, well, you know, you need to call them and let them know, you know, your credit score is 644. When I asked you what your credit score was, you told me that it was over 700. And so that's how I priced the rate when I quoted it to you. And, you know, now this is here where you're at. So we have a couple of options. Number one, let's go through your credit report. Let's see if some of the debts that you have, if you paid them off, would that quickly increase your credit score?
Mm-hmm.
If it would, we're going to get you to pay those off if you have the funds to get the higher credit score to get you locked in at the better rate. Number two, if you don't have the money to pay off the debts, then what we do, and this is getting back to where you, I said, you don't, not paying points is not always necessarily bad. We try not to, but sometimes it makes sense. So if you don't have the money to pay off debt, to quickly raise your credit score, to get the interest rate that you want, then the other option would be pay the points to buy down the rate, right? So if you're going to pay a point, let's say on a $300,000 loan, and this is just an example, that's $3,000. If that's going to bring you down to the interest rate than what you were quoted for the rate that you feel is the beneficial rate to do the loan, that's better than doing the interest rate at a higher rate or doing the refinance at a higher rate and then waiting, fixing your credit, paying down your debt, then going in and refinancing again.
Yeah.
Every time you do a refinance, you're going to spend $5,000 to $6,000, guaranteed. It doesn't matter if they tell you that they're paying your costs or not. Guaranteed, you're going to pay that at least, right?
Right.
So if a point or a point and a half to buy the rate down is going to be the same or less than doing two transactions, just pay the point and get it over with.
Right.
Get the lower rate and move on. Right?
Yeah. You always say math doesn't lie. And I love that because it's true. So you, on this scenario, you can come in and pay $3,000 versus paying, you know, more to refinance later on.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Hey, so we've got Frederick. I've never seen you on before, Frederick. Thank you so much for commenting. I love it. I'm going to read these ones. They're good. Hey, Mom, can you pay my mortgage? You know, I would love to. I could pay your mortgage if you were an employee for me, working for me, making a paycheck. So, you know, I would love that though. And I can be your sugar baby. You know what? That is so beautiful and I love it, but I already got one at home and he's awesome and amazing. So can't bite on that one for you. But I love this and this is the whole point of the show and that's why I was saying
and
I really
read all the comments.
I do. I read them all. I talk about them. Frederick, thank you so much for that. And that's the whole point of the show is I want everybody to be interactive. interactive. You know, Saturdays are great when we're on radio. I love it. It, you know, it lets other people that don't necessarily have the opportunity to be logging into Facebook or YouTube at 5 on, you know, Wednesday, be able to actually hear the show and learn and get educated, right? But if they can get on during the show when we're actually recording it, doing it live, then they can actually get interactive with us. And no matter what it is, it's funny and we love it. And it definitely plays into the show. It's a good one. Yeah. Frederick, again, thank you so much. Ray, thank you so much for watching and you throwing in some comments. Crystal, thank you so much to you. We really appreciate that. Anybody else out there that you guys are watching and you haven't said anything, please tell us. Say hi. Tell us that you're there. We'd love to know. We'd love to hear from you. If you have questions about mortgage or real estate, go ahead and throw those in the feed. If you have questions about what are the best diapers, what are the best brands, what are the best wipes.
Tell you that too.
Yep. Kids with open heart surgeries, yes. Kids with ACL surgeries, asthma. Kids with autism, kids with asthma. Yep. We've got kids with ADHD. Yep. We've got, Carrie's got her special needs kids, mm-hmm. and she'll be on with me next week. So we'll touch base a little bit with her. We've got a lot of advice coming out of this Mortgage Mom Radio, and it's not just real estate mortgage.
No.
If you want to know how, the very best way would be to perm your hair, tease it, rat it, and spray it out. This one right here. This one right here can give you all of that advice.
You know, going to junior high and high school in the 80s was amazing. I you know what? I wouldn't change it for the world. Yeah. I absolutely loved it. And I did. My hair went out as far as it could go. And honestly, do you remember your mom giving me haircuts?
Missy's might have been bigger than yours.
Missy's was totally bigger than mine. Hers was always bigger than mine.
So just a little off topic here. And, yeah. and again,
that's how long we've known each
we've
other.
We've known each other that long. And if you guys have questions, please 844-935-3634 844 we lend for you. That's the number 4. Go to the website mortgagemomradio.com. You can either call and get an appointment, you can book your own appointment right through the website, mortgagemomradio.com. You guys want to listen to the podcast, go back and listen to years worth of shows. You guys can do that. Everywhere you put in Mortgage Mom Radio, you will find us. But a little bit side note.
Sure.
So I've known Heather since sixth grade for you and Missy.
Yeah, since you guys moved out here.
You were at Old Orchard?
No, actually, I was at Meadows.
Okay, so seventh grade for you and Missy. Okay.
Yeah.
So when I was in third grade, mm-hmm. so I was 8. Is yeah. how long we
were
could
11.
Go back. Yes. You were older. You were 12.
No. Okay, maybe.
Yes, you were 12 because you guys are 4 years older than me.
Okay.
So, you know, I've known them that long and I was the baby sister. They were always there, but I was always the one.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't the baby, I was the middle, but I was the one that they picked on because Tracy was too little.
Tracy was too little to pick on.
Yeah.
But you were perfect.
I was perfect.
Age.
I mean, it was like, you know,
because she was on the verge of do I tell my mom or do I not tell and be cool with the big sisters?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yes. So I spent many, many, many New Year's Eves in trash cans and I was the experiment. I was the experiment. So, hey, we're going to do your hair. Do you remember those curlers that we would put?
The pink ones.
The ones that like, but you'd like wrap the hair
so
around.
So tight.
But then it would like fold
bend over
the top.
Banana curler. Is that what
no,
the banana curler?
They were like little round.
Yeah.
They were like round.
They were straight. And then you put the wrap the hair and you
and then you'd like
roll them
over
up.
It.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I don't know. But anyway,
was not a good look.
No, and I was the experiment for makeup. And now, mind you guys, this was back in the 80s. I mean, we're talking Bon Jovi.
No holds barred.
Oh,
blue
no. Pour some sugar
bottle.
On me.
Oh, yeah.
Striper.
Yep.
Okay, so I was makeup, you know, I was mannequin.
She was.
Let's do the hair. Let's do the makeup. And mind you, I was a tomboy.
Yeah.
You couldn't have put me. I wanted to wear sweatpants and mm-hmm. a t-shirt. I mean, I still kind of am a tomboy.
No.
I still am a tomboy.
We all kind of are.
But you know, I'm wearing hair and makeup today because you guys at least got me to do that. anyway, if you guys want advice about the best way to rat your hair out,
I miss Aquanet. Do you remember walking into the girls' bathroom in junior high or high school? And
it
you're like,
smelled good.
It was so bad you like couldn't breathe.
I loved the smell of Aquanet.
You like chewed it. It was so strong.
Oh, I loved the smell of Aquanet. I thought it was awesome.
Did that stuff just like totally go away? Like
no.
all of a sudden it's, or do we still have it?
I think we still have it.
I have never seen it.
Do you want to know what I haven't seen? Is a bottle of pink hair mousse. Do you remember when you could buy the mousse that was colored?
Yes.
The colored hair mousse.
Now they just color your hair.
Right?
Yeah.
Now we're just dying of pink.
But we're kind of going back. Like, you know, the neon colors. And like the other day, I don't know why, but I saw the girl with the two pairs of socks on. Remember, we used to have the slouch socks, and you put the first one on and the second, and then you would roll the bottoms of your Levi or your jeans
The French roll. They're not French rolling again, are they?
They are.
They're French rolling.
I saw it.
With the stack socks.
I did. Is and that I happening? Saw it on TikTok. I know. I know TikTok. Aren't you impressed?
Did you Mikey, say something?
Did you hear no? that?
Oh, he doesn't know.
And I saw that. And I said to my son, Riley, I said, oh, my God, we did that in the 80s. He's like, oh, my God, Mom, don't tell me that.
Oh.
like it's a new thing for them. It's like, oh, no, we did that when we were little.
Well, do you remember you do like the black sock and the white sock? Yep. And then on the other leg, then you do white and black opposite. Yep. And then you're doing the French roll. Oh, my goodness. I can't. But I keep seeing all these high-waisted jeans.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. They're back. I don't these know. Gorgeous models have yes. these high-waisted jeans. I'm like, oh, those should not have come back.
No. Especially not gone. When you're like 4 foot nothing like me. High-waisted Lord, jeans Debbie just no aren't ways. It. They're just not it. It's just not it. Anyway, that was fun. But I am waiting for, I am waiting for the jeans to come back that have the, it looks like they took paintbrushes and just splattered it at the jeans.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for those.
I remember those. Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, Shane does a lot of the shoe buying, right?
Sure.
And so there's shoes now that are starting to come out that I've literally look like those. The old school LA Gears.
Yeah.
Like he showed me some the other day. He's like, what do you think? Are these cute? I'm like, they look like LA Gears.
Yeah. It's like everything old comes new again. My mom used to tell me that in the 80s when she had her bell bottoms in the closet. Right. Like, are you going to get rid of those?
Right.
And here they're like a third time around.
Oh, they no. Came around again. They came around when I was in junior high. So you guys were in high school.
Yep.
And then they came around. They're coming around
recently,
again
now.
Yeah.
It's
right now,
crazy.
Right now. Nuts. Anyway, way off topic. A little bit more of catching up with mom. But that's how long
somebody's
I've known
call
Heather.
And go, oh my God, we used to do the French roll too with the Aquanet. It's just memories, people.
It is. It is. Yep. And the caboodle with all the makeup in it.
Oh, yeah, the caboodle.
The caboodle. Anyway, so totally dating ourselves, but that's how long I've known Heather. And
I think people think, oh, they don't know each other that well. I was like, oh no, we know each other really well.
Yeah, it's like, you know, me and Heidi go all the way back to when Christopher and Mikey were in kindergarten. So you know, Mikey's 16, gosh. So I've known Heidi now for 11 years, you know,
time
when,
flies.
No, it does. And, gosh. And when you work together and you're tight like that and your team, you know, you're also family and it, you know, everybody works together and plays hard and works hard. So,
oh, absolutely.
You know, it's good times. But anyway, so back to Mortgage Mom Radio and all the important stuff you guys need to know about mortgage. So we talked about points, when it might be a good time to pay them. Mm-hmm. If you don't have to pay them, you never want to. Mm-hmm. If somebody's going to pay your closing costs for you, they're going to up the interest rate. They're going to give you a higher interest rate so that they get a rebate to pay the cost for you.
You know, that's a really good point because I've gotten a bunch of calls in the last couple of weeks saying, I keep seeing like 2.99% advertised. Why aren't your rates 2.99? And I constantly have to say, okay, you're either paying points for the loan or it's a 15-year loan. It's not a 30-year conventional type loan. And it's, I think, I feel really bad for people because like Larry's call, I feel like they're like, oh. And it's I wish I could tell you.
But here's the great thing, right? Is that we are here to give you guys the education and the advice that you need. Obviously, the way that we stay in business is that you come to us and you give us your business and you let us close a deal for you. But we are here to do it the right way and to do it the honest way and make sure that we're giving you the best education and advice that we can. I cannot tell you how many times that I've had a client bring an estimate to me from another lender and I've reviewed it and I've said, you call them back right now. If they will lock this deal in right now, you lock that deal and you go, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you've heard me say it.
Absolutely.
Year after year, over
and
over. Absolutely, 100%. We are going to give you the honest, true advice. But why not have somebody else take a look at that estimate with you and explain it to you and make sure that what you're getting is what you think that you're getting?
And it's not going to cost you anything to do that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Book yourself an appointment. Go to the website.
Absolutely.
MortgageMomRadio.com. It says book appointment now. Click on it and do it for a time that works for you. And if there's no time on there that's going to work with you for your schedule, send me an email to questions at Mortgage Mom Radio, mortgagemomradio.com, questions at mortgagemomradio.com. That is plural with an S, questions at mortgagemomradio.com. Send me a message. Let me know you'd like to talk, but that what time of day is going to work from you. Let me know where you're at. What time zone are you in? What, you know, state or city are you in, just so that I can make sure that I'm getting you put together with the right person. We also want to make sure that I'm putting you together with a loan officer that is approved to work in your, you know, state and, you know, approved for the license and all that good stuff. So let me know where you're coming from, what time would be best for you for that call, and we'll get you all booked up and not a problem whatsoever. So again, we're just here to do the education. We're here to do the advice. We want to make sure that we're teaching you, helping you, and getting you through the rough road. Purchasing a home is very stressful. Refinancing a home, you wouldn't think it would be stressful. You already own the house. You already live in it. So what if it gets done? Trust me, that's not the truth. You know, if you think that you're going to be saving, you're getting rid of that mortgage insurance and it's going to save you $300 a month or $400 a month. I mean, I've got, if you're in Los Angeles, example, and you have an FHA loan and you have a $700,000 mortgage, you have almost, if not, $700 in mortgage insurance per month. So having the equity and getting rid of the mortgage insurance is an immediate savings. If we could drop the interest rate as well, it's an even further savings. If you're thinking in the back of your head, oh my goodness, I'm going to be saving $900 a month. I cannot wait to get this refinance done. When things get dragged out longer than you thought, it gets stressful.
Yeah, for sure.
Very stressful.
Very stressful.
And so that is something that we are here. That is what we're trying to do to make sure that you understand how things work and what are important, you know, what's important to know. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if you talk to us and you like the numbers that you hear, don't take 2 months to get it done. Just like you took the time, the opportunity for the phone call, for the consultation, get on the web. We're going to send you the link. We're going to send you the instructions. Get on the web, get the application done, upload your docs. If you're not good with uploading documents to a website, I get it. Not everybody's super computer savvy. Mm-hmm. We are here to help you. Let us know. You can email the documents if you'd prefer. You can snail mail them if you would prefer. I will send you a UPS label that you can take them down to your corner, mailboxes, et cetera, or whatever they call it, and go drop it off or take it to UPS and drop it at a UPS store, take it to a Kinko's store. You know, we will get it from you. Don't worry about that, but do it. Don't lollygag.
That's even, you know, we're talking about like people that have a first and a second, maybe even if the second, I have a client right now, they have a first and a second. And the second wasn't very high, like as far as the balance goes, but they wanted to combine them and we combined them and they wound up saving a ton of money every month. And she's like, I didn't even think we could do this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, absolutely.
And I think that for that same client that you're talking about, I believe she had mortgage insurance as well.
She did. She had mortgage insurance. So her initial call was to refi and get the mortgage insurance off. And then it was like, well, wait a minute. We can do this for you, still save you money. And then you're not making two payments and you're saving money every month. So, and they're just not aware because they don't know. So that's the thing where it's like, just call and ask us and we'll put everything together for you and give you your options. You can do this, you can do that. And then you make the decision on what you want to do. And it's easy for you because you know how much you're going
to
save.
Right. Oh no, absolutely. So how do you guys do that? Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, book your own appointment, pick a day and time that works for you. That's how you guys know this is live. And this is going to actually go straight to radio. So even radio Saturday and Sunday, they're going to hear. I just opened up appointments. We didn't used to have appointments for Saturdays and Sundays, but the girls have all agreed. They've all agreed that they're going to take turns.
Yep.
Take turns being on call on the weekends.
And Larry, we can't forget our mortgage dad.
No, we can't forget our mortgage dad. We love our mortgage dad.
But you know, the thing is with COVID opening back up and stuff, people are going back to work and we understand that. You're not home. You're not working from home. We get that you need to have a weekend or you have kids and you need to talk to us after they go to bed or, you know, on your lunch hour, you only have a half an hour. Just tell us. We'll make it happen for you however you need it.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, you know, if you want you want to make an appointment on Saturday or Sunday, you can absolutely do that. That's now open for you to do that. So if you're listening right now and it's Saturday and it's radio and you're thinking, I'd really love to talk to somebody today, go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com, click on that book appointment and pick the first one that's available for you. And you're going to hear from whoever the person on call is for that weekend. Is it you this weekend?
No, I'm next weekend.
You're next weekend. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. So, but you know, you're going to be able to talk to somebody right away. So that's just very important. If you want to, you can call and they can book the appointment for you. So if you're not, again, super computer savvy, if you've got the website or I'm not sorry, not the website. If you've got the phone app, you can actually book the appointment right through the phone app. So again, how do you get the phone app? You text the word mom to 36260. You can download the phone app and you can book your appointment right through the phone app, which is nice. You can go to the website or you can call us. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So one last thing that I want to touch on, because I know we're getting close to the bottom of the hour and we only really do an hour show every week. But one thing that is big right now and is because you mentioned COVID, which is what made my brain go do. Trust me, I never know what I'm talking about until the show starts. Heather asked me about 7 times today. What are we talking about? What do I need to be prepared for? And I'm like, I have no idea. So it's 2 minutes. We sat down. 2 minutes before she goes, what are we talking about? I have no idea. Just go with it. She's like, okay. It's whatever's important that week, right? Whatever yeah. we've dealt with, and things are, you know, ideas and, you know, scenarios and people right. that I've talked to are coming to my head. But one thing, this is really important because we've seen it now about 4 times this week, and it's so funny how things come in waves. But it's because it's par for the course with where we've been over the last year and a half. So we have a ton of clients with COVID who did go into forbearance or they did do a deferment, yeah. okay? So this is very, very important for all of you guys to hear. We've talked about this before. We've told you before that once you get out of the forbearance, if you take the payments that are due and you push them to the end of the loan, you've got to make 3 payments on time, 3 monthly payments, and then we could do a refinance for you. That's number one, but that's not where I'm going with this. One of the things, and number two, is if you do the deferment and then you actually decide to make 1 solid payment to pay it all off at 1 period of time, you do not have to wait any waiting period to do your refinance. So that, again, is not where I was going. But since I'm on that topic, sure. let's just get that information out there, mm-hmm. right? So what is really important, though, and what we're seeing come up now quite frequently is that with the forbearances, what we are starting to see, which we didn't know how it was going to happen. We had no idea what we were going to see because people were just starting to get into deferment. Then they were applying for the forbearances. Now right. they're all starting to move into the forbearances and they're signing loan modification yes. paperwork. Okay.
That's the key. Yes. Loan modification. You've changed the terms of your loan, as minuscule as it might be. You've changed those terms to your loan. It is a loan modification.
It is. So when you do that deferment and they're taking the money that you owe and they're putting it on the end of the mortgage, they are changing the terms of your loan and you are now considered a loan modification. Right. That paperwork that you sign is golden. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. It is golden. It is the most important piece of paper that you can keep if you ever want to do a refinance again down the road in the future. Very, very important.
Right.
So make sure that you are, number one, saving it, putting it somewhere safe, scan it, throw it in, you know, a computer, put it somewhere. Very, very important. Number two, another thing that we're seeing is that some of the mortgage companies, if you owe 10 grand, 5 grand, 10 yep. grand, 20 grand, whatever, from your forbearance, we are seeing them actually record a second. Note
yeah.
against the property. So you've got your first mortgage, yeah. which is not changing, nope. no loan mod, but you're getting a second lien that's right. being recorded that you're going to owe money on.
Right.
Now, here's the kicker. I've had people ask me, am I paying interest on that second? And I'm like, I have no idea. This is all new. Nobody yet has sent me the paperwork to right. read through what took place when yeah. they recorded the second against the property.
Yeah.
But if you'd pay interest on the loan, you're going to probably pay interest on money you owe, mm-hmm. would be my guess, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So this might be a great period of time with interest rates low. You did your forbearance. You put it at the end of the loan, or now you've got a lien, a second lien. Mm-hmm. This is a great time. Make your 3 payments. Let's do a refi. Let's consolidate, get it paid off, maybe even lower your rate, drop the total monthly payment, and let's get you guys whole and get you into a better situation.
You know, and here's the thing too, is what people don't realize, it doesn't show up on their credit reports.
It doesn't.
If you're doing a refinance, it shows up on your title report. So they don't even know sometimes, like I've had a couple clients this week, they didn't know that they had a quote unquote second.
Right.
They were like, what are you talking
they
about?
They just think that they moved it to the end of the loan.
Exactly.
They don't realize that the balance on their mortgage right. statement's not the correct balance.
Correct.
That they have their balance on their mortgage and yeah. they've got that now new lien that's been yes. recorded. And this is not happening across the board.
No.
Every lender's doing it differently. Correct. So we're just yeah. letting you know that this is all new stuff that's happening because it's a new environment. This mm-hmm. has never been a thing.
It's unknown.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all new. So just keep in mind, keep the paperwork, mm-hmm. whatever you sign, do not get rid of it. If you put the money at the end of the loan, make your 3 payments and you're eligible. If they put a new lien against the title, so now you've got 2 loans, great time to do a refinance. Interest rates are still great. I mentioned it earlier in the show. This week we had a great tick up of rates, and so we should be not up, but that means that they're going down.
Right.
So we actually are seeing interest rates a little bit better than they were the last couple of weeks. So it's a great time to inquire again if you've thought about doing something, mm-hmm. and we're here to help you guys. So how do you get a hold of us? It's 844 We Lend for You. That's LEND and the number 4. You guys can go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, book yourself an appointment, get that consult going. Remember that we are live at 5 Pacific, 7 Central,
yep,
and 8 Eastern. 8 for my Aunt Pam that's finally jumping on now. She says, hiya, sorry so late. And then she says, hi, y'all. Aunt Pam loves you. Aunt Pam, we love you too. And then we can see she says, hi, Jill. So hopefully Jill's watching. Jill, Jill won't comment, even though she should, because nobody can see her. She's very shy, but yeah. I love her. Jill's my cousin. I love her. My aunt, obviously, I love. But we want you guys to be interactive. That's the whole point of us doing this on YouTube. We want to know you're here. We want to know you're watching. We want you to ask us your questions, and we want to be able to answer them for you. And we want you to give us funny things like Frederick did about he wants to be my sugar baby. So, anyway, it's a good time. We want you to follow.
She did comment.
Oh, see? Yes. Jill is Crystal. See, we didn't know that was her. No. Thank you, Aunt Pam, for letting us know. Anyway, we're here. We're every Wednesday. We're live at 5 Pacific time, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. We are licensed in Florida. We are licensed in Texas. We are licensed in Nevada, California, Arizona, Washington. We've got more. Tennessee, Colorado, Georgia, Colorado, Idaho, Arizona, Utah. We're all over. If you need us, call us. It's 844 We Lend for You. That's LEND and the number 4. Remember that next week, I'm hoping by next week, and we will make a big announcement so you do know that it is working. We are hoping by next week that my toll-free number will be allowing for text messages. It will also allow you guys to opt into Mortgage Mom Radio, which means that you get a whopping 4 texts a month. Not a big deal, but it will remind you 5 minutes before we go live so you can jump on and watch. So that'll be a really good thing for you guys to text in and make sure that you guys are part of that.
Will they be able to answer or ask a question?
They will.
Too?
They'll be That's able. Awesome. They will get a link to get the download Perfect. The phone app. They will be opting in to be able to know when we go live, so they get the link and all they have to do is click. Mm-hmm. They will be able to ask us questions right through the phone app. Perfect. So that is what I'm working on. I'm hoping to have it up and running by next week, but as soon as it is live, I will let you guys know. In the meantime, you want that phone app, you text the word MOM to 36260. We hope you guys all enjoyed it. We'd really love for you to be interactive. Get on YouTube and do it with us when we do it live every Wednesday. Go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, click that notification bell, and make sure you click all so that you know you do get that notification that we are mm-hmm. live. But it's even easier if you guys are going to opt into the texting. So we'll keep you posted on that. But again, if you guys have any questions, we've got somebody on call. Call right now. Book yourself an appointment. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. Book yourself an appointment. And we'll make sure you guys get handled and taken care of. Got anything else?
No, just have a great week. Stay safe. It's going to get hot.
It is going to be hot. Yes, yeah. The weather is on its way. It is coming in. It is going to get gnarly and nasty. So, guys, get ready. Get your suntan. Get your suntan lotion.
Yeah, lake weather.
Yes, suntan lotion it is. All right. We hope you guys all have a great one. Hope you have a great week. If you're listening on radio on the weekend, please subscribe so you guys can do it with us. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, this is Debbie Marcuse, the Mortgage Mom. Did you know that interest rates are down and home prices are up? Well, this is a great time to consolidate that first mortgage that you have with that home equity line of credit or second mortgage that you might have outstanding. If you want to know more, you want to know what that might look like, you want to know what those payments might be, what kind of interest rate can we get you? Well, give us a call. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.